All right, you clicked on this video probably because you're like me and you hear voices inside your head. Like, what is happening inside of our heads? How come there's all this talking? Why is all this talking happening? And who is it? What are these conversations? And what's going on inside my head? I remember the day when I finally started paying attention to what was going on in my head, and I realized there's like this massive group of conversations going on in my head, and my thoughts go pinging, ping pong back and forth between all these little conversations. It's almost like if I walked into a room with like 20 people and they're all talking to me at exactly the same time. Is this connecting to you? Like what this is like? It's weird, isn't it? And you can tell there's you. You know, you have your own voice inside there. Well, maybe if you can still hear your voice, but there's a lot of other people. What is going on? Let me explain some things for you. So, inside of our head, we have conversations that we have had with other people. And inside of our head is other people's opinions, other people's instructions, other people saying things to us. And these can come from other things that have happened yesterday, last week, last month, last couple years. It can go back 10, 20, 30 years where people have said things to you, or you're remembering some conversations that you've had that literally are still kind of spinning their wheels inside of your head. And these conversations just keep going on and on and on. Now, you'll notice when you go to make a decision, you will hear opinions of different people inside your head trying to give you advice. That's weird too, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of weird that there's all these things going on inside your head, but there's a part of what's happening inside your head that comes from history. Conversations that you have had that just are not settled or that don't make sense to you yet. And so they're really kind of like a broken record inside of your head. Even if you've had somebody say something to you that was pretty intense, and those intense conversations can actually be in a repeat mode where they just keep the same comment goes over and over and over again. Another form of inside conversation that's happening is if somebody says something to you that you completely disagree with, like it is, you do not agree with what happened. And because you're still processing or trying to sort out that conversation could be on repeat inside of your head. So now you got repeating conversations, conversations you don't agree with, you got opinions, you have past experiences going on, and then here you are today. You've got all this conversation happening. Now, like I mentioned, it is enough to drive you crazy, and it is enough to make you feel weird that there's so much happening on the inside of your head. Is there anything that you can do about it? You can try to sleep to get away from it and run away from it. You can try to block it, you know, and not pay attention to it, but you just hear all these mumblings in the background. But I'm here to let you know that there is a way to be able to focus in on your voice. Because here's one of my concerns. With all these voices inside your head, I'm a little concerned about how you're making your decisions. Because when you go to make your decisions and you are not focused on your voice, and you literally are listening to the opinions of all these other people inside your head, who knows if they're right? Who knows if they're going to send you in the right direction? You don't know that. I don't know that. And so it could influence your decision making. And you know how this goes. I mean, if you're trying to make a decision to solve a problem, but you make a bad decision, well, now you just cause more problems. So to me, I know that my decisions determine my future, how things are going to turn out. And so for me, I need to clear out some of these conversations so that I can focus in and hear my voice and hear my own personal wisdom so I can hopefully make some better decisions about what I'm doing and how I'm doing things. So how do I do this? How do I make this work? Here's a suggestion for you. In fact, let me just draw you a picture. Come here. Let me just show you. I know. Come back over here just for a moment. Okay, so here's a process that I did years ago to begin to try to sort out my mind. Now, this is a table, Like you're looking from the top down. Like this is a big like conference table. And each one of these is a chair at the table. And with these chairs around the table, what I'm attempting to do is to identify who are all these different voices inside my head. Well, of course, one of them is gonna be me. So I'm gonna put myself at the head of the table. Here's Kirk. I'm at the head of the table, and this is the table. And what I call this is called the table of influence. And I have an audio training on this that even goes into more detail about this. You may want to check out. It's called Table of Influence. But here I'm going to give you the diagram and the beginnings of how to sort this out. So I know this seems weird, but I'm going to find these different talkers in my head and decide if I even want them in my head anymore. So as I'm going through the day, I write this on a piece of paper and I just stick it in my pocket. And I'm keeping with me throughout the day, and I got a pen with me, or a pencil, and I'm going through the day, and I'm thinking about things, and this voice pops up, and it's just blah, 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 just kind of babbling on and on and on. Well, if I don't know who the person is, then what I do is I may number the person. Voice number one. This voice in my head complains about anything. So this would be my my complaining voice. And I would label it for the way that it's being inside of my head. This voice over here, this one's my dad. So I know who that one is. That one's my dad. Oh, here's another one. This one down here is my old boss. And my old boss, he still is in my head. And he still is chewing me out. Here it's been, what, 15 years ago? 15 years ago, I don't work for him anymore. But I remember him chewing me out one day. And he's still in my head chewing me out. If I do something wrong, his voice pops up and goes, Duncan, I told you never to do that. So it's like he's still in there. I don't want that in there. Like I'm done with this. It's like 15 years ago, right? Well, then I work my way around and you know what this voice is? This is Kim, my wife. Of course your spouse is in your head. You talk to them and they get inside your head sooner or later. Now, you go around the table and you find and figure out who these people are. Or what's the scenario? Where did it come from? Because you know what's really cool? Is the more you do this, you begin to take control of your mind. If you don't do inventory of what's going on, then you're just gonna let this room full of 20 people just babble to you and talk to you all day long. And that's distracting. And it's probably messing with your decision making. So you're gonna label all these and you might have to add a couple more chairs. Might have to add a couple more chairs and then when you get done along the way, you might find that you get to this point where you're going, you know what? I actually want to start firing some of these voices. Like this one, I am so done with that one. Like that one is just not allowed to talk. What this is it gives you an outside point of view and a way to organize what is going on inside your head. And then you can start to identify the voice. You gave it a number, like a number one, or you give it a name. If you don't know who it is, you just give it a name. And now you can identify that inside your mind and you can start to tell these voices what to do. You can tell the voice to shut up. You can tell the voice to speak up. Maybe I'm fishing and my dad's voice comes to my mind and goes, Kirk, remember, the fish swim at 15 feet and use a good sized night crawler. Well, that's great advice. And I'm gonna like tune in and go, oh my goodness, this is my dad. I can hear my dad in my head giving me advice. So I can choose who to listen to and who not to listen to. Now, if you're watching this video and you're thinking I am completely off my rocker here and I'm like totally off in woo-woo land, maybe this video is not for you and you don't wanna watch the rest of what I'm gonna show you. But if this is making sense to you, this is how you organize your mind. This is how you organize it. Create the table, create the chairs, identify each one of those voices, give them a name, and then you decide, is this a voice I'm going to fire, or is this a voice I'm gonna listen to? And if you fire someone, like this voice, it's like, okay, done, you're fired, I don't listen to you anymore, I know who you are, I know what this is all about, and I'm just done with you. There is a verbal firing that happens. And every time this voice goes to pop up, because you've named it and you've recognized it, you actually can begin to tell when that voice starts to speak up, because you recognize the tone and you recognize the language. And plus you gave it a name, so now you know it better. You can begin to stop this conversation before it goes into its normal babbling and just spewing of negative stuff. When you go to fire this voice, that leaves an open chair. If you don't replace that position with somebody else, this negative voice can kind of creep back in there. So when you go to fire a voice, then you get to pick people to be put around your table of influence. Now, why would you want to have somebody in your table of influence? Well, think about this for a minute. What if you surrounded yourself inside your head with really smart people? What if you actually cleaned out your mind of all the trash talk and all the blah, just nonsense talking, and you actually were intentional about how you organized your table of influence inside your head? What if you thought about heroes or people that you look up to, and you purposely put them in one of the seats around your table? What if you're in a decision-making process and you actually referred to the different people around your table and asked for their advice? You know, maybe this really important person isn't at your house every day, or maybe you can't call them or text them, but what if you put their image inside your mind? What if you put their influence inside your mind? What if you could refer to them and say, hey, I've got a really important decision to make. What do you think, right? What if you could ask them? That would be cool. And I know you're thinking, but Kirk, do you trust that advice? It's a lot better than trusting the old trash talk you've been listening to. You, how many years have you been doing it the other way? How long have you been following advice from people you don't even know who's in your head, right? You've already been listening to that stuff. In fact, it may have just beat you up so bad that your self-confidence is down and your self-esteem is down. So if you're wondering, well, why would you do that, or why would you listen to the voice? Well, at least I'm being intentional. And I will tell you this, it works. Whoa, it works. It's so cool. So look at this. You have this table of influence. You're identifying what's going on inside your head. You're deciding to remove, and then you're deciding to replace with better quality people, better quality conversations. It's like you literally are taking charge of your mind. And here's another question I get asked. Well, Kirk, why don't you just get rid of everybody? Are you asking me to get rid of my dad? That's not going to happen. I'm not going to get rid of my dad. I'm not going to get rid of my mom in my head. Are you crazy? You don't just clear the table and get nothing in there. You want to be influenced by the great people you look up to. I think it sounds smart. Especially if you clicked on this video and you're watching me and you're hearing me talk about this, you find that you're taking charge. So get rid of the ones you don't want, replace them. Surround yourself with great people so that when you have a challenge in your life or you have a difficulty and you want to make a difference and you want things to go great, doesn't it make sense that you need to surround yourself with better people? I've heard a quote or a saying said by many, many people that, you know, you are as great as the people that you surround yourself with. But what if those great people are not at my house? What if I'm driving down the road and I don't have them all on conference call? What if it's 2:00 in the morning, I'm sitting in my office and I have a really important decision to make? Then what? Where's my great people? Well, I believe what they're really trying to teach us is surround yourself with great people so you can have a great state of mind. And if I can imagine these people are in here and I can talk to them, no matter where I am, no matter what's going on, no matter what time of day it is, I could have their influence on me. Because I cleared out all the trash. I cleared out all the junk. I got rid of all the babblers and complainers and moaners and groaners, and I got it all out of my head. If you can hear voices in your head, then you must get organized inside your head. It is a gift to hear voices in your head. It is not a problem, it is a gift. And if you can use the gift, then you can be incredible at what you're gonna do in your life because you have so much you can do to connect to people through your mind. You're not crazy. You just don't know how to use this gift. So it is not a curse. It is not something you're weird. You're not weird. You're not broken. It is an ability for you to use to be able to follow through with your great ideas and your great dreams and your great inspiration that you receive. But you're a person who literally connects to people and communicates to people through your thoughts. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not crazy. It's real. You just need to clean it up. So draw your table of influence out on paper. Figure out who's on in each one of those chairs. And you put yourself at the head of the table. You decide who is inside your head. And you keep that attendance record straight. And if anything negative gets inside that head, you clear that voice out by replacing it with a better voice. You see, when you manage your mind, you can manage your life. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.